It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Federal authorities are charging the hedge fund owned by billionaire Steve Cohen with making hundreds of millions of dollars illegally and of engaging in rampant insider trading. Today's announcement caps years of investigation into the alleged misdeeds at Cohen's firm, SAC Capital Advisors, which at one point managed $15 billion in assets. And while Cohen himself is not named in these charges, the future of his Connecticut-based firm could be in jeopardy. Joining me is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Amy. Amy, quite the day.
Yeah. So what are federal prosecutors accusing SAC of doing, and how does it differ from the Securities and Exchange Commission civil case announced against Cohen last week?
Well, the federal government is going after the firm itself. I mean, they're basically saying that there was a long-time pattern of insider trading that was at least winked at by Stevie Cohen, who ran and still runs the firm. And indeed, you know, people were promoted that there was an ethos in which insider trading was encouraged and rewarded. And so they're throwing the book at the firm. And ultimately, there's not much doubt. When you indict a firm, you expect to try and put them out of business, and that's what they want to do here. SAC is a large firm. Even without outside capital, even with Cohen's own money, it still has $8 billion. So this is a substantial thing the government is doing. The civil case is basically accusing Cohen of improper oversight over his firm. It's a civil charge. Some would say they couldn't nail him on insider trading as they have gotten other people inside the firm. And so this is kind of the next best thing, and it's what they've got, so it's what they're using.
Federal authorities have really gone after insider trading on Wall Street. Considering the lack of charges after the financial collapse, why so much focus on this issue?
In one word, wiretaps. The federal government was able to get wiretaps on a number of people that suspected of being either insider traders themselves or feeding information to the hedge funds that were doing the insider trading. And those wiretaps, were very powerful. And they gave the government the feeling that insider trading was something that they could crack, something they could get. It was something also black and white, unlike so many of the problems that took place in the financial crisis, which are so gray. As we're discovering right now during the trial of the former Goldman Sachs executive, Fabrice Touré, who's accused of sort of hiding the ball on some mortgage-backed securities improperly. And that's a very, very tough case for the government to make. Insider trading is, you know, you either did it or you didn't. And so it's much easier for the government to gather scalps with insider trading.
Briefly, Joe, how is this being viewed on Wall Street? On the one hand, it's a crackdown on Wall Street firms. But on the other hand, I could see that some firms who are playing by the rules would be encouraged by this because it levels the playing field.
Well, the distinction I would make is between how Wall Street views it and versus how the average person views it. On Wall Street, I think you're absolutely right. I don't think there's a lot of people aren't complaining that it's a vendetta by the government or it's a problem. They all view insider trading as wrongdoing, and in theory, at least, they're all against it. The average investor, however, if he thinks that this is somehow going to equalize the markets between the big boys and the little boys, the little guy, he's wrong. I mean, the markets, insider trading does not mean that the big guys still don't have an advantage even if you wipe it out.
Joe Nocera is a WNYC contributor and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. Thanks for talking to me about this long-awaited case against SAC Capital.
Thank you, Amy.